Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Being the 29th night, we don't know whether we will see Ramadan tomorrow or not. A month that we look forward the entire year, Ramadan. The Hafiz, he looks forward to this month that he'll have to recite the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh. Those that are somewhat fond and familiar with Ibadat, they look forward that they will be able to increase the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Perhaps they will be honored performing some rakats of tahajjud when they get up for sehri. So when Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this type of an opportunity, then the most sensible thing to do is to make some resolutions with Allah Ta'ala. This Ramadan has come, it is out of your grace. It is your mercy that you have blessed us with this Mubarak month. The whole year, the Jannat is being adorned for this month. Right? Then the person that passes away in this month, there is no hisab for him. Then the reward of a nafal is equal to a faraz. And a faraz is multiplied 70 times. Then the emphasis that the person that gets this month, and he doesn't get his sins forgiven, then he's a wretched person, he's a cursed person. Because there's so much of the favors of Allah Ta'ala that rain this month. It is just right for us that when you blessed so much, you know, you blessed and you blessed and blessings upon blessing, and I need to make some resolutions of my life. That what's the direction, what am I taking? Am I doing right? Am I thinking right? Am I behaving right? Am I seeing right? I need to take resolutions about myself, about my household, right? My dependents, those that I have some influence over, what can I do? Starting from myself and my household, then to the near and the dear ones, and then the ones after. So Allah Pak likes this. When a person is truthful to him, he's honest to him, appreciative, and not only appreciative, he recognizes that this is my mistakes, these are my weaknesses, and I can't carry on, I can't continue going on this way. At the level that we are climbing the ladder, at the rung we are, we need to go on, we can't be stuck at that point. Not going above and not going below, or sometimes, or most of the times, we're going below slightly. So we can't be stuck at that point. We need to think, all right, whatever has happened has happened. I can't dig too deep into the past. Now, close the past, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and let me look ahead. And really, Allah Pak likes us. That little appreciation, little recognition of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, what He's done for us. A simple favor that I normally enumerate and I think and I talk about is the fact that Allah Ta'ala has concealed our faults. Right? Just think for a moment from the age that you know yourself, around 12, 13, till this day. Right? There's so many things that are hidden in the almaris and the wardrobes that if they were exposed, then I think most of us won't want to be alive to. Things that happen, the thoughts that pass the mind, the experience that we had, right? The words that came out of our tongues. If Allah Ta'ala had to expose all that like a screen on our foreheads, you know, okay, well, this was the occasion, this was the time, and this was the wrong that you have done, and this wrong was done with this person. Now this was exposed, for example, in front of our wives, our children, people that hold us in respect, and Allah Pak has to expose all these things here, what will be our fate? So, Lubbock says that you are my servant. You are my beloved. And I will guard your integrity. I will guard your respect. It's such a great thing that he is guarding your integrity, he's guarding your respect, and he won't expose you. Now for the fact that he loves you, he's guarded your integrity, then what can we do to please Allah Ta'ala from this point? He's done so much. He didn't embarrass you in front of people. He kept your respect. Whereas he doesn't need to do that for you. He doesn't gain anything out of that. Does he gain anything out of that? So this is the minimum. This must be the entry level. From this point, we think, all right, I need to first understand what I'm doing. Am I doing the right or not right? Or I'm not doing right. See, like, when you want to see what's wrong with your health, right, then generally 99% people can't see it themselves. They need to see a physician or a specialist physician. Then they need to go for an RMI scan, right, or something, some level of scan to check themselves out. Right? Then I know, all right, this is a plan how I need to correct myself. You could leave it, perhaps you got cancer and neglected, and it will escalate from the first degree to the fourth degree, becomes incurable, right? Same with sin, nature of sin, it takes the root and goes so deep within the system, then to clear it off becomes a problem. But initial stages, you can nip it in the bud. So first to understand wrong to be wrong, and then to understand the wrong to be wrong, to go to someone who is acquainted with this, experience, understands. So at least there is a direction. You're not going like a rudderless boat. No direction. Not doing things. Thought of charity, give charity. Thought of subhanallah, read subhanallah, read namaz. But then this is all speculation. You're just guessing around. So someone that knows the road, all right, and then he lays it out for you, but this is what you need to start off with. These are the wrongs. These are the mistakes. And you need to start off in this manner. Our seniors, they say, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and as well as the rights of people, from the time that you know yourself till now. Rights of Allah Ta'ala, we know, namaz, roza, etc., right? And if it is that there is any wrong practice in our businesses, then if we are sure about it, we correct it. If we in doubt, then we don't take a chance. We ask. It may be that we're getting deeper and deeper into a problem, and we don't realize that we're doing haram. Then we discover after 10 years that we're doing wrong. Now we're sitting with a heap of wealth, but that wealth is not good for anybody, not good for anything. But that was based upon our thinking and our speculation. So the right thing and the correct thing is someone that knows his experience, he understands, and he deals with this type of problem, could discuss it with him. Similar with our personal lives, hukukul ibad, we've hurt someone. We hear of the hadith, it says, لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم. That amongst the community, just one person who severs relationship, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy doesn't want to descend. Imagine one person, and he becomes a misfortune, he becomes a curse for the entire community. That Allah's mercy wants to come down, but it won't come down because of that one person. So if we have hurt anybody in any way, small, big, for the present, for the past, whether it was in the form of money, whether it was his integrity, whether it was his emotions that we heard, whether it was physical harm, whether it was verbal harm, then we take out the time and ask for the humbly ask for the maaf. Even if the person gives you two kicks, I say it's worth it. It's worth, really worth it. But the fact that he's forgiven you and you got a clean chart, Allah Ta'ala now appearing with a clean chart is worth it. Really. Otherwise, you have to pay very dearly for it. Allama Shami Rahmatullah says that if it is just one dhanik, like about 1 rand or 50 cents, you know. And you have to pay for that with 70 maqbool namazes. 70 maqbool, accepted namazes, you have to pay for that. Imagine such a severe thing. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, often used to say this, he would say that Musalman ki adna se adna dil azari, yaad rakho, like this he would say, yaad rakho, ke bare se bare amal ko beronak kar deta hai. No matter how big the deed you did, but you hurt the person verbally, you hurt him in his emotions, in his integrity, you hurt the person, you hurt him somehow. He says it ruins the splendor of the biggest of actions. What charity you did, what good works you've done. But you hurt the person physically, verbally, emotionally, you hurt the person. So the splendor of the greatest of your actions all gone. So we take out the time and go and fix these things. These are elementary things. And first things start first. You want to go to university, you'll have to start off with grade one, right? You can't just jump straight to the university. You have to go on this ladder, on each rung, until you'll get there one day. So Allah Pak will escalate you, will take you top. But procedure, there's a protocol. You follow the protocol, Allah Pak will take you on top. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah is one of those saints that is largely responsible for Islam spreading in India in the millions. You see Islam spread so well, but it's because of these people here. So he did his formal studies, and after accomplishing his formal studies, he thought, now I have done the theoretical side of it. Now I haven't yet accomplished the spiritual side. So with the spiritual side, I need to do something. So he went to searching for someone that could guide him on this path. So the Shaykh told him the same thing, but if there's anything that's outstanding, you rather go and sort it out. Even if it's a sin, if it's one word that you had heard someone, go and correct that thing. Otherwise, say, tumhari tarakki ruk jayegi, mokuf hai. Your whole progress is just stalled because you hurt someone or you took someone's wealth. Your whole taraqqi, your whole progress is just stalled because of that. So he took stock of himself. He realized in his studying days he had forgotten to pay the bookbinder that was living approximately 1,000 kilometers away. But he forgot to pay him how much? He forgot to pay him approximately 2-3 rands. So now he's concerned, now my whole progress will be stalled, will be stopped. I can't progress because I need to go and settle this thing. If I hurt someone emotionally, physically, verbally, whichever way, or in the form of wealth I've hurt the person, I must go and correct this thing here. Now you're not going to do it, you're not going to progress. So when that concern comes, then you prepare to do anything. When there's a real concern, there's fikr and concern about meeting Allah Ta'ala, about meeting Allah Ta'ala in a way that He is pleased with you and you are pleased with Him, then you'll do anything. Mulana Phool Puri Sahib Rahmatullah is the Sheikh of Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So during the day, he shouted his worker, and he realized that he shouted him a little bit more than what he was supposed to shout him. He was supposed to shout him just one, and he shouted him two. Just one. He was just off by one mark. Now these awliya-i kiram, they take stock of themselves. They like Allah Ta'ala like how we like our business. We like our business, so we take stock, checks and balances every day. Is there a businessman who doesn't do his checks and balances every day? To some extent, he'll do it every day because he loves his wealth. Like you love your wealth, they love Allah Ta'ala. So they don't want anything in the arrears. They want to sort it out straight away. We wronged, we need to accept our guilt and correct it. So he understood that that worker comes from a distance. He'll have to take two buses, and then he'll have to take a rickshaw. He took all that. Before the night, now, old man, he took two buses, then he went onto a rickshaw, they had to walk, eventually came to the worker's place. I said, what are you doing here? I came to ask you for a muff. But it wasn't such a serious thing. It's a small thing you said now, that worker normally hears all these things. Yeah? So what's so serious about it? No. You give me that muff. I said, no. How can you say such a thing? It's your blessing that we are living here. And then you're asking me, you are reversing the whole thing. I said, I'm not going to leave your house until you say clearly with your happy heart that I have forgiven you. So, well, if that's going to make you happy, then I'll say it. Otherwise, I don't have any grudge for you. But yes, my happiness is just subject to you saying that I'm happy and I'm forgiven. When he said I've forgiven, Hazrat made dua for him, gave him a gift, and then came away. Anyway, as Pulpuri Sahib then sees in his dream, that Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on a boat, and behind him is a small boat, Mu'abdul Ghani Sahib Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Nabi Sallam is telling Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Zara, Abdul Ghani ke kashti ko, mere kashti ke saath baandh do. That his ship, just tie it, just fasten it to my ship. Mu'abdul says that, I saw Ali and him fastening his ship with my ship, and I can still hear the echo of that tuck sound, Not the tuck biscuit, but the tuck sound, Still echoing my ears. That one correction, but it's so much applauded and appreciated by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You took that pain, you took two buses, you took a rickshaw, you went there, you asked for that maaf. Now, do we consider these things here? So there is a protocol, a procedure. Get these things right. Small things, big things. Instead of thinking of big things, Umrah and Hajj all the time, get all these things sorted out. And unnecessarily, we don't accuse, don't insult, don't have doubts about people. There is a strong ground basis for that. You got proofs, very good. But you got no proof for accusing, insulting, or making allegations against someone. It's not right. He's got reasons for what he's doing, and you don't have proper proofs to make an allegation against someone, they'd rather just keep quiet. I don't have the proof. I'm not well equipped, so I don't have the right to make false allegations and accusations against persons without sound proof. I've got the sound proof, then I can tell him. I don't have the sound proof, I'm speculating, I'm just doubting. So we talk about Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, and he realized that small amount, 2-3 rands or 10 rands, it's outstanding, and I need to go and pay that bookbinder. He undertook a journey that zaman now. Nizamuddin Awliya, Rahmatullah Alayhi, is around the 7th century. So he undertakes a journey that costed him about 10,000 rands. Because there's no trains, no planes, no buses, no cars. You have to go by horse and cart or horse with your own food, own provisions. Travel all that distance. 10,000 rand just to go settle a debt of 10 rands. He comes to this town to find out that that bookbinder is closed up now. So where he stays, where does he live? So he went up to his house. This is the house. The bookbinder was by now quite old. So old that his eyelashes also, and eyelids are going down. So old, advanced in age. Knocked at the door. I came to just settle a debt. You took all the trouble. No, I had some book binded, but I forgot to settle. And I want to settle this thing. But you took all the, trouble. I'm living with this person here in this town here. And I thought, and he instructed me, in fact, that I must go and settle everything. because I won't be able to progress if I don't settle it. Even though the bookbinder is a non-Muslim, is a Hindu, but I need to see and ensure that I settle this thing. Now this non-Muslim, kafir, Hindu, he says to this buzurg, suna ke us shahar mein ek musalman rehta hai. See the word, he says. I've heard that there's one Muslim living out there. You know, I saw an honest person, upright, well-mannered, respected, good character. I saw just one person. So the non-Muslim also looks at our character, our ways, our mannerisms, our behavior, our honesty, the words that we speak. They look at all these things. Now we want to know why are we not, we can't influence them. Why are they not coming to Islam? But do we think at any time, we are asking ourselves why they aren't coming to Islam? Why aren't they being attracted? But did we ask ourselves at any time, what is so disattracting in myself that he's not attracted? Did we ask at any time that what's so disattractive in me that this person here, such a wise and intelligent person, but he's not getting attracted? Aren't we responsible for that? On the one side, we say we love Allah Ta'ala, we want to go to Medina Munawwara. But now, if Nabi Sallallahu hears these things, that this is distraction we are causing to our deeds, our behavior, our ways, our mannerisms. How much he feels for people. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious on mankind. Mankind must be salvated, brought to the gates of Jannah. And then we become a distraction because of our behavior, ways, mannerisms, etc. So we make a resolution today that these things that are hurdles, impediments, obstacles between us and Allah Ta'ala, we try and clear that up. Who knows, this big night, the Quran Sharif has been completed today. Maybe because of the blessings of this, and we make a firm resolution, Allah Pak will like this. I'm going to get this right now. Whatever, whoever I've cheated, small or big, I've hurt in any way, let me go and ask Maaf, let me clear these things here. And who knows if we die now also, but we died on a good footing, on a good batting, on a good note with Allah Ta'ala. Our note with Allah Ta'ala is so good that we asked for tawbah, istighfar, made a resolution, made some fikr, and we took a step in the right direction. And if we die in that state, what an excellent thing. At Tabligh Jamaat, let us mention one incident. You know, to recognize the mistake and to die with that level of remorse, regret. You know, the Tabligh Jamaat had gone to Morocco, right? Made gush, so they got one old Arab. So asked him to come to masjid. Said, "No, I'm in a drunkard state, right? Drinking. Night and day I'm drinking. In a drunken state now, how can I come to the masjid? How can I face Allah Ta'ala?" So the Jamaat brothers, bishara, they got some styles. So, anta abuna wa anta sayyiduna, how to put the person up a little bit, connect him to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak bless them. They got that way, how to bring the person to Allah Ta'ala, not to make him despondent. "You are a father, you are our big person here. You're the leader in the community." They brought him up, they put him up a little bit, flattered him a little bit, and brought him to the masjid. Right. Now, and then the hadith was read, namaz was read, some of the virtues, something about the akhirat, etc. And the brothers, as routine, they had the meal and went to rest. One brother noticed from that one corner of the masjid, this one person crying. So the curiosity got the better of him. Let me go and see who's this person. So the same old man. He had a bath, put on clothes, and he's crying to Allah Ta'ala. "Allah, I messed it up with you. My relationship, I have really, really destroyed my relationship. What favors you have done? You gave me life, you gave me wealth, you gave me children, you gave me everything. And this is how I messed it up with you. Allah, you forgive me. I promise that from today, I will rectify everything, correct. Whoever is owing, whatever I was doing, I make a promise and I make a resolution, made a note of everything, that this time I'm going to settle the whole thing." Just at tahajjud time, Malakul Maut came and took his soul. He departed. But what an excellent way. He made all the arrangements, whatever he could do, he did. And in that state, Allah allowed his soul to depart from his body. So this night, I feel this is the most virtuous thing we can do. Sit down and think in isolation without any interruption, no phone, nobody, go into one room and think from the time that we know ourselves to this day, where have I gone wrong? What have I wronged? And don't come to your defense. Think, no, I could have done this. I have done this. To come to your defense, everybody can do it. You don't need a lawyer to defend you. You can defend yourself also. You can find 101 reasons. But yeh dekhna hai ki khuda ke yahan bhi tumhari baatein chalegi. Okay, you're making this type of stories. But in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, these stories and this defense of yours, will it work? So, I feel that this is the most virtuous thing, and therefore I'm sharing it with you. Allah Ta'ala grant me and all of us the tawfiq.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu wa laka almulku kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu subhanaka la nuhsi thanaan alayk anta kama athnita ala nafsik jazallahu anna nabiyyana sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammad wa ala ahli sayyidina wa maulana muhammad kama sallaita ala sayyidina ibrahim wa ala ahli sayyidina ibrahim innaka hamidun majid Allahumma barik ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammad wa ala ahli sayyidina wa maulana muhammad kama barakta ala sayyidina ibrahim wa ala ahli sayyidina ibrahim innaka hamidun majid يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذي القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا إله العالمين O most kind and merciful Allah, O Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, on this last night of Ramadan, O Allah. O Allah, make our maghfirat, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we've committed so many gunas and so many sins, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you, please, O Allah, make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't send us away from this gathering without forgiving our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, despite the wrongs that we have done, Ya Allah, despite the favors of yours that we have eaten and disobeyed you, Ya Allah, despite the promises that we have made, Ya Allah, and broken those promises, Ya Allah. We beg you through your fazl and your karam and your kindness and your mercy, O Allah. O Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, we take resolution today in this masjid, Ya Allah, in the company of your awliya, Ya Allah, in the company of your pious servants, Ya Allah. O Allah, that we're going to rectify ourselves, Ya Allah. We're going to make islah of ourselves, Ya Allah. We're going to correct our wrongs, Ya Allah. O Allah, we're going to come back onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you help us and assist us in this resolution of ours, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us to walk this path, Ya Allah. Allah, and correct our wrongs, Ya Allah. Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Allah, please make our maghfirat. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, we make shukr to you for all your favors and your ni'mas that you have bestowed us with, Ya Allah. Allah, there are so many favors, Ya Allah. Where do we start from? Where do we end off making shukr to you, Ya Allah? Shukr ni'mat hayatu, baqadr ni'mat hayatu. Allah, we make shukr to you for all your favors, Ya Allah. What ni'mats and favors you have blessed us with, O Allah. Allah, this ni'mat of Iman. Allah, was it Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, this beautiful month of Ramadan. Allah, the day of Jumu'ah. Allah, the Shabi Qadr, Ya Allah. Allah, so many ni'mats you have blessed us with, O Allah. We'll never be able to make shukr to you for your ni'mats, O Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of appreciating your ni'mats, Ya Allah, and making shukr to you for your favors upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you for a life of afiyat and ease, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from difficulties and hardships and tests and trials, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us afiyat and ease. Allahumma inna nasaluka tamam al-afiyah, wa nasaluka dawam al-afiyah, wa nasaluka shukra ala al-afiyah, wa nasaluka Allah bless us with a life of ease. Allahumma inna nasaluka eeshatan naqiyya wa meetatan sawiyya wa maraddan ghayra mukhziin wa la fadih. Allah, a life of ease and comfort and an honorable debt, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with an honorable debt, Ya Allah. Allah save us from a debt of disgrace, Ya Allah. Allah save us from an evil debt, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with a mubarak debt, Ya Allah. a death in a masjid, Ya Allah, a death while performing salah, while engaged in the khidmat of deen, whilst out in the path of Allah, in Makkah Mukarramah, Ya Allah, Allah, in Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah, Allah, how honorable it will be for us, Ya Allah, if you bless us with shahadat in the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu marzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawtana fi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, save us from a bad and evil death, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from dying in some evil place, Ya Allah, in some shopping mall or some beachfront, Ya Allah, or some holiday resort, Ya Allah, some evil place, save us, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with an honorable death, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to continue showering your ni'mats and your favors upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, when the angel of death comes to us, Ya Allah, let it be the most exciting day in our life, Ya Allah. Let it be the happiest day in our life, Ya Allah, that we will meet you in a condition that you are pleased and happy with us, Ya Allah. Allah, make it easy for us in the qabr, Ya Allah, to answer the questions in the grave with ease and comfort, O Allah. O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, bless us with the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Allow us to bask in mountains of musk, Ya Allah. Allah, give us our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Allah, allow us to cross the pool sirat at the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Allah, allow us to drink the water from the Hawz Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, enter us into Jannatul Firdaus without any hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the Mubarak company of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest positions of Jannat, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, we've heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the greatest ni'mat of a Jannati, Ya Allah, is your didar, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, bless us with your didar and your sight, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka lazzatan nazari ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqan ila liqaik. Allah, bless us with that, Ya Allah. Allah, that we can be with you and we can see you, Ya Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with your love. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayna wa ja'al khashyataka akhwafa al-ashya'i indana wa qta'anna hajati dunya bishouqi ila liqaik. Allah, fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch mangata hai, ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai, ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Allah, fill our hearts with your love, O Allah. Allah, we've come here for that, Ya Allah. We've come to fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Allah, today we have become routine Muslims, Ya Allah. We read namaz as a routine. We fast as a routine. We read Quran as a routine, Ya Allah. Allah, infuse our ibadat with your love, Ya Allah, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us tawfiq of practicing on all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the tawfiq of reciting Durood Sharif abundantly upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the tawfiq to sacrifice our lives for the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Allah, grant us ikhlas and sincerity. Allah, save us from riyakari and showing off, Ya Allah. Save us from ostentation and self-admiration, Ya Allah. Allah, make our work easy for us, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us ikhlas and sincerity, acceptance, Ya Allah, and every step of the way, help us and assist us, Ya Allah. Qadam qadam pe rehbari aur rehnumai naseeb farma. Qadam qadam pe rehbari aur rehnumai naseeb farma. Allah, and accept from us, Ya Allah, our broken efforts, accept it from us, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy on our marhumin, Ya Allah. Allah, fill the qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Allah, open up the windows of Jannat for them, Ya Allah. Allow the cool breezes of Jannat to blow in their graves, Ya Allah. Allah, be pleased with them, be happy with them, Ya Allah. Allah, shower your special rahmat and mercy and blessings upon them, Ya Allah. Allah, all those people who have made ihsan upon us in whichever way, Ya Allah, whether it was our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, whether it was that jamaat that had come and knocked on our door and had taken us to the masjid, or that alim that had given a bayan on the mimbar and had encouraged us towards good, Ya Allah, in whichever way, whoever made any ihsan to us, Ya Allah, in accordance to your shan, Ya Allah, you reward him with the greatest of rewards and the best in this world and the akhirat, Ya Allah. Allah, be happy and be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allah, don't be upset and angry with us, Ya Allah. اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط عنا بعده ابدا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط عنا بعده ابدا والله we beg you, Ya Allah, all the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, all the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, the jamaats that are walking out in your path, the khanqas that are echoing with the dhikr of your name, Ya Allah, والله the ulama that are sitting on the masnad of dars and saying qala Allah qala Rasul, والله the makatib, the masajid, the marakiz, Ya Allah, the social welfare work, Ya Allah, all the khidmat of deen, والله accept it and grant taraqqi to it, Ya Allah. and give us some share and some hissa in all the good work that is taking place, Ya Allah. Allah, the Muslims in whichever part of the world that are suffering, Ya Allah. Allah, make it easy upon them and remove the suffering and difficulty and hardships, Ya Allah. Allah, like it is the last day of Ramadan for us, Ya Allah. And to know when the day of Eid is coming, how we will be rejoicing and enjoying, Ya Allah. Allah, those widows and those orphans, Ya Allah, in Syria and other parts of the world, Allah, allow them to also rejoice and to be happy, Ya Allah. Allah, remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Any Muslim in any part of the world, Ya Allah, who is in difficulty and hardship, Allah, whether it is a qaraz, whether it is a sickness, whether it's any kind of pain or difficulty, Allah, remove it from them, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, out of your fazl and karam, accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever ibadat we have made in this month of Ramadan, accept it from us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رحمتك يا رب.